affect your other job? The first wave of free agency has gone past. How do you feel like everything went for the Broncos?
You know, I'm happy with it. You know, I think that, you know, with the people that we signed, I'm excited about the people. We need some big people. Obviously, our division's getting more and more physical, and I think we've added some very physical players that, you know, To play against physical, you got to be physical, and I think they're really going to help us. You know, and it's still open. We still got a long way to go. We got the draft ahead of us, but I'm excited about the first steps we've taken.
When you're here at the league meetings, when you're sitting in these rooms with some of the other GMs, can you lay the groundwork for some other deals down the line here?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that talk sometimes, but you know, usually when you get to this point in time, you know, we're kind of in the middle of, we're on the back end of free agency, and we're just starting to get into the draft. Once we get through this week, get through the owners' meetings, and we'll get into draft meetings and start getting into draft mode. So, and then once you get into draft mode, then that's when, you know, some conversations pick up with some players and draft picks and those type of things. So, but usually here, it's more or less just kind of getting caught up with them and getting a chance to say hello.
DeMarcus Ware retiring, obviously losing a lot of leadership there. Who are you going to lean on to fill his void in the locker room?
Well, I think it's going to be a shared responsibility. That defense is going to, you know, we're going to have another guys that are going to be a year older and that hopefully will step up. And you know, I think we got plenty of leaders in that locker room to pick up that loss with DeMarcus. But, and I would also say that, you know, we're so lucky to have DeMarcus play in Denver, and you know, as you said, the leadership, but the way you played, that person he was, it was, and what he did in the community, we couldn't have asked, you know, couldn't have a better example of what a Denver Bronco looks like. So, you know, I was a little bit surprised because I thought DeMarcus was going to come back, but when he decided to walk away, totally understood why.
I think he surprised a lot of people. You mentioned the draft. It's about a month away now. What remains some of the areas of priority for the Broncos?
Well, we'll continue to look at it, and, you know, we'll get into the draft board, start seeing. Obviously, we have a kind of a good feel where the draft board is at this point in time, but now we'll get in. We'll really get in with the coaches and start meeting with the coaches on each position and start stacking the board. And you know, I think that what we do is we try to make sure all our draft picks are going to be football players. And so, you know, if we can get a player that we really like and it's in a position of need, then we're that better off. And so that's why, you know, the draft's so exciting, because you never know how things are going to fall. But, you know, I got so much confidence in our staff and look forward to getting busy and start setting that board.
It was reported that Joe Mixon, the Oklahoma running back, came by. Why did you feel like it was important to just at least meet the guy?
Well, obviously, with what he's gone through, I think it's important for us to do our homework. He's a tremendous football player and has proven that at Oklahoma. But I think, you know, that's what your 30 visits are for, is to find out about each different player and get as much homework done on him as you can. And obviously, Joe Mixon's the guy that, you know, he's going to be played somewhere in the NFL. But we wanted to get to know him a little bit better and do our homework.
We're here at the league meetings. Of course, we're all thinking about Broncos owner Pat Bowlen. He got so close to the Hall of Fame last year. Do you feel like this is the year?
Well, I hope so. You know, and he was really close last year. So I think that, you know, he's knocking on the door. And so I believe that hopefully next year will be that year. You never take it for granted. But you know, I know that everybody in Bronco country is rooting for it.
I know later this week you're going to be honored with the Horatio Alger Award. What does that honor mean for all the things that you've done in Denver?
Well, I mean, I just appreciate the, you know, it's a tremendous association, what they've done and the scholarships that they've, the money that they've raised for scholarships and given 100 scholarships, you know, away each year, two from each state, you know, raised well over $250 million. And so, and plus the group of people that are involved with it is, you know, is very humbling because of the names they have on that list. And so for me to be a part of that and being elected going in this year is truly an honor.
All right. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, Phil.